Our public is demanding it. When ECOS does a poll, and they're a very reputable firm, they say at 70% they support such a tax, with 14% saying they're neutral on it. In terms of petitions, they've done a ton of work around petitions. They've shown that, yes, the vast majority of Torontonians support this.
And transparently, we know that there's been very intense lobbying on this issue, and that often when sign variances come to committee, there is intense lobbying because the sign companies have a lot of money, can employ lobbyists, unlike the community.
Talking about the new source of revenue, we are about to vote to approve a new source of revenue to this council, and we are about to decide where that revenue should go. And the motion that's before us is that it should all go to one predetermined expense, which is public art. And I'm suggesting that there are other needs for that new revenue.
So we're not talking 3 to 7%, we're talking 7% based on your own numbers.
Well, as I said, we looked at the revenues could be based on the experience between 140 and 220 million.
$70 million. The one way, I've got two different numbers here. I've got the industry number.
All right, Councillor Otis, please. Yeah, temper please your remarks as to why you would not trust your staff.
You know, the industry is telling us that this tax is injurious. I think that they would have every right to challenge it, and I don't want to see that.
The same, yes.
30%.
Yes.
So the ad company can afford to give us 30% of the revenue.
That's correct.
And pay us $36,000 a year, but now says that a $2,000 a year charge will bankrupt them. Is that right?
Effectively, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
The only thing I've done is I've changed the hours of darkness. That's all. I've added 1 hour of illumination in the evening, and I've introduced illumination earlier in the morning.
The 1 o'clock time from 11 o'clock, how is that switch ascertained? Why 1 o'clock? Why not 12:30 or 12 o'clock? How did you come up at 1 o'clock?
Because I think that you should have a maximum amount of light for as long as possible. And because we are becoming a 24-hour society, you know, the Toronto I grew up in, people got up early and went to bed early. Now people not only work 24 hours, they shop 24 hours. So all I'm trying to do is honor the principle that there should be darkness, but not compromise the interests of the industry.
So effectively what your rules do is allow for much bigger signs, many more signs.
No, I haven't changed the size of the sign.
No, it's a 20 meter, from 15 to 20 meters. So you're advocating bigger signs, electronic and lit up signs, more of those signs by reducing the limitations on it. And in exchange for all of these additional extensions, you're saying you're now going to cut also the tax in half. So you're going to effectively double the size of the footprint of the industry and then have the fee they're going to pay. And that's your attempt to compromise.
I do not agree with
order.
You.
To members of the public that are here, as you know, there is no applause, no expression of your like or dislike as to the dialogue that is taking place. Please respect the rules of the council.
As of right. If there is a victory here, and I do hope we do at the end of the day the right thing, a lot of credit goes to these folks here. Any young person, any group that thinks that change is not possible, I think this is going to be a template for how you can actually change a city hall. So I think they need to be complimented. Secondly,
good for you, Adam.
Everyone would clap, but they're afraid of the speaker. They would clap if they could clap.
I'll deal with Councillor Vaughan later.
Yes.
And them too.